This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Mark Duggar, Macoupin County Fair Board President. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
This is an annual event for us.
It is, yes.
But we were just commenting, things go fast. It's going to be here before we know it. The Macoupin County Fair 2015, kicking off June 15th of this year. And first off, if you could, a few years under the belt as far as the earlier Macoupin County Fair, and how do you or the Fair Board think it's went since you switched to a little cooler time of the year?
Well, it's kind of a double-edged sword a little bit, but very positive. It's more positive than anything. The week with the cooler weather really helped attendance improve. Our displays are down just a little bit because of the earlier time frame. Of course, folks can't get out in the gardens, and that all depends on Mother Nature. And we all know how Mother Nature has been in the last 18 months to 2 years. So a few adjustments on folks' part, but generally speaking, the feedback on the earlier time in June has been very positive.
Now, Monday will kick it off as far as June 15th, and that's the traditional harness racing?
That's correct, yeah. We're going to do things just a little bit different with harness racing. We're going to start those later in the evening. That'll be a 5 to 6 o'clock start time on Monday evening. Concessionaires will be out there that evening to do that. So we're hoping that with the longer hours of light, since we don't have a lighted track, that the harness racers will be able to get in plenty of races on Monday evening starting at 5 to 6 p.m. somewhere, depending on the weather, of course. And then we'll follow that up with our traditional Tuesday opening. The Queen Pageant will be on Tuesday evening again. The carnival rides will be back. We have the same operator, Trinity Amusements. They've been super to work with. $5 admission per person to get in onto the grounds. That gets you all the carnival rides that the kids can stand, or mom and dad can stand to ride with the kids, however you want to look at that. But that has been had a lot of positive feedback. And, you know, we love to see all the people out there. Now, I know the lines at the carnival rides with that are not the best thing in the world, but from the Fair Board perspective, that's people on the grounds, and we sure love to have the community support with the carnival rides out there.
As you say, Tuesday, Queen's Pageant, and at this time, I guess people are still wanted, or if they're interested,
absolutely,
to participate?
Hillary Garner, our pageant director, has been doing a super job with that. Information is out there being advertised. We're looking for candidates for the Queen Pageant, and those are all girls, so contact Hillary, and she can get you all the information that you need on that. That information is up on our website at www.macoupincountyfair.org, and we can get Hillary contacted for you. So contestants are needed for that, and the Junior Miss, which is also on Tuesday night. And Alyssa Graham, our director for the Little Miss and Little Mr. pageant, has got all that information out. She is seeking candidates. Of course, that's 15 little girls and 15 little boys. First come, first serve. That's always a fun evening because, you know, you never know what those little kids are going to say or do on stage, and that's a lot of fun. We're also hoping at this time, we don't have it all locked down, but to have something a little extra out there after the Little Miss and Little Mr. pageant in the grandstand on Wednesday evening.
And someone thinking about maybe entering a child or entering the Queen pageant themselves, I guess a lot of practices go with that, so you might have to know a time schedule, say vacations or something.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There are some time schedules and scheduled practices, usually about once a week for each of the pageants. Hillary and Alyssa goes over that with the contestants and their parents on that first night. So you're looking at probably about a 6-week commitment as far as that goes. And I tell you what, Rick, the young ladies and all the kids in the pageants, they work so hard. And it really shows the quality of people that we have here in the county, because those young ladies and little guys just work tough. They do their best to come out there to present themselves in a positive image. And we try to help them working with resumes, how to answer questions, their stage presence. I say we, Hillary and her crew do most of the pageant. I just stand up there and announce names. That's that's about all I do, and hopefully not screw that up. But our pageant crews and all of our volunteers out at the county fair do a super, super job. And that's one thing I want to keep reiterating, is that county fair would not go on without all the volunteer support.
When we're done with the pageants, then we get into the entertainment of, I guess you could say, it's trucks and all kinds of things.
Trucks, tractors, smokes, fire, light them up. kick the tires and light the fires, as they say out there. But Thursday night, we're going to have our mud jam again. Friday night will be the traditional tractor pulls, and we're going to tie everything up with the demolition derby on Saturday night. All this information, all the schedules will be up on the website. And we still do the old-fashioned fare books. There's still a few of those left. We are starting to wean the community down a bit on those, but they are still available. And all that information, again, is on the website at www.macoupincountyfair.org.
And as you said, there's just a few things that you're still putting together before the fair starts, but people can look forward to things like the Kids Corner and maybe some other special attractions as well.
Right, right. Kids Corner will be back. All the concessionaires will be back. Trinity Amusements will be back. The Ladies of the Moose, we've got a new one. They're going to bring back probably some folks that have been around for a while. Remember the kids' games on Saturday afternoon. So we're really looking forward to the Ladies of the Moose bringing those kids' games back. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers will have their pedal pull during that time as well. So there'll be all kinds of activities on Saturday afternoon for the kids to come out prior to the carnival opening up. So we hope they come out and spend the day at the fairgrounds.
Here in just the past few days, there was some news about county fairs getting some information from the state. And, of course, everyone knows the state is having some financial difficulties at this time. And it affects fairs, but we thought give you a chance just to tell everybody a little bit what it really means to, say, Macoupin County Fair and or the other fairs within the state.
Just like all the local entities of government, of course, that's been the big news about funding getting cut. County fairs around the state were notified on March 11th that the premium and rehabilitation reimbursement agreement has been suspended, which means county fairs will not be able to get reimbursed for certain things that we do out there. What has been directly affected so far has been the rehabilitation reimbursement. Now, what that means is the county fairs spend money on physical improvements to their infrastructure. I'm talking water, lights, power, buildings, track, those types of things, physical improvements. We spend so many dollars, turn those receipts into the state, they reimburse us a certain percentage. That has been suspended. So that could put about, if a county fair was able to get the max reimbursement, about a $14,000 hit on county fairs. Now, fortunately, the Macoupin County Fair Board of Directors has taken the philosophy several years ago. We've started planning ahead. When we got this letter, it was not a surprise. It hurt, but it wasn't a surprise. We were kind of expecting it. And our philosophy has been for several years that the state funding is the icing and not the cake. We've tried to bring in other revenue streams, do other things out at the county fairs, fundraisers. We ran out the grounds for the wedding receptions, various events that go on out there to try to make up for and plan ahead for this stuff. The other fund that may be affected by this thing, which it won't be a surprise either, is the premium reimbursement. Now, these are two different funds. We have to make that very clear. Rehab is for physical improvements, infrastructure. The premium fund is the checks the kids get or our exhibitors get for showing their projects out at the fairgrounds. In the past, and last year, Macoupin County Fair paid out approximately $64,000 in premiums. We are generally reimbursed a certain percentage of that. Last year, we got between $24,000 and $25,000 reimbursed from the state. What folks see in the premium book is not necessarily what folks see in the premium book is offered. That's not necessarily what's paid out. And we are reimbursed based on what is paid out. Now, if that payment goes away, there's going to be another significant hit to county fairs. And just like other local entities in government, we will have to tighten our belts as any more than we can that we have and try to do that. But let me make one thing very, very clear. There will be a 2015 county fair this year. Somehow that got started last year, that got canceled, but that was an ugly rumor. We will have a 2015 county fair. It will start on June 15th and it will end on June 20th, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
And again, that website, if anybody wants to check out any of the various things that they can do associated with the fair.
The website is www.macoupincountyfair.org. And again, there will be a 2015 fair this year. And we hope that everybody in the community, we really appreciate the support. They'll come out, see us, and have a good time at the fair.
Mark Duggar, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.